Yeah, it's kind of disturbing. I hate to see it too within the movement, but if we can just get together and say, okay, we're going to sort through some of this. Let's not let the weaker evidence hold us back. We're going to put that off. We've written up articles about it now and explained why we're not going to keep being distracted by the no planes hitting the towers idea or the space beams, you know, the beams from space. We've written papers about that now, so let's put them aside because let's focus on what's going to get us to the goal of justice here and peace.
Well, you know, I mean, take the space beams. The space beams.
Sure.
Instead of there being no evidence for it, there's actually the contrary, because I've actually interviewed former heads of direct energy weapons programs, former heads of Star Wars. I've actually been somewhat of a buff, finding it was interesting since I was a teenager. Direct energy weapons don't act like this. Don't do this. It isn't consistent with the collapses. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Instead of there being no evidence, there's only evidence to the contrary.
That's correct. And this is where, as we look at the evidence, we sort things out. We say, okay, this goes on the shelf now. We're done with the space beam. Well, for instance, looking at the North Tower, Alex, you and I have looked at that a number of times. A beam from above, from space, has to start at the tippy top. There's no way you can skip 15 floors and start down, that I can imagine.